Welcome back to The Takeaway. Todd Zwillick with you. You know, if natural resources are Vladimir Putin's number one export, mayhem might be a close second. Nuclear negotiations with Iran are entering a final critical phase, and Vladimir Putin in Russia is doing his very best to find ways of embarrassing the West, even if we get a deal. Edward Lucas is senior editor for Energy at The Economist and author of The New Cold War, Putin's Russia and Threat to the West. He joined me to talk about Vladimir Putin's latest efforts to stick his thumbs in the eyes of the United States and other Western countries.
Putin has a difficulty in Ukraine, which is that he's lost the sympathy of a large number of the Ukrainians, but he's also got a very big plus, which is he's humiliated the West. He's shown that we're not willing to help Ukraine defend itself, we're not willing to put in really tough sanctions. And although that brings some economic pain in the short term, he's prepared to ride that out. He's got hundreds of billions of dollars in the bank and in reserves, and he's willing to accept economic pain in a way that we're not. So I think that over the next few months, he feels he's got the wind in his sails, pretty much, with regard to Ukraine. In the long term, with regard to Russia's energy industry, things are looking much less sunny, really quite bleak.
Well, let's talk about Russia's nuclear industry and an issue that's probably far more stark, really, when it comes to the West, and that's Iran's nuclear program. We're on the cusp, perhaps, of an agreement with the Iranians, really that sort of tries to, in a clear way, separate off its civilian nuclear industry for power from anything that could be construed as enrichment that could make a bomb. And Russia's move now that I just described, selling two new nuclear plants to Iran, seems to be about timing, Edward. It seems to be timed just at the right time to stick that thumb in the eye of the West during these talks.
Russia would argue that it's in everybody's interest for Iran to have a civilian nuclear program, and that if the fuel is coming from abroad, and if this means that that Iran is not consuming so much fossil fuel at home, and once a deal happens and Iran's exports begin, all this would be good for everybody. But I think very few people in the West will accept that.
So does this move by Russia at this moment do anything significant to derail the United States' negotiating posture, or do you just kind of, you know, if you're a boxer, just sort of say, well, we'll take one more punch from him, but it doesn't really change the game?
I think the American side has long since given up any hope of Russia being a really constructive partner in all this, and they expect Russia to be a spoiler and to be a nuisance. So in that sense, it won't be a surprise. And the hope on the American side is that the sanctions on Iran are hurting Iran so much that the Iranians genuinely want to do a deal. There's all sorts of stuff that supposedly America and Iran can cooperate on, particularly in the struggle against ISIS. Other people would argue that that whole hope is delusional, that the Iranians are inherently duplicitous in the way they go about this, and they may be willing to sucker the Americans into a deal, but they won't stick to it, and it won't deter them from their nuclear ambitions. Mm. But certainly, whichever side you take on that, the Russian behaviour doesn't help. At best, it's a nuisance. At worst, it's outright sabotage.
And the bottom line, it seems, for both Iran and for Russia is they both need to sell that fuel, don't they? Iran needs to sell that oil. Russia needs to sell that gas.
Well, I think that's the absolutely central point, that neither of these countries do anything that anybody else wants. You know, the chief Russian exports by far are natural resources, and they're very dependent, not just on the export of natural resources, but the export of those natural resources in a corrupt and market-abusing way. And this is something that the West is beginning to get to grips with. And this is a fundamental threat to the whole business model which underlies the Putin regime.
That's Edward Lucas, senior editor for Energy at The Economist. He's also author of The New Cold War, Putin's Russia and the Threat to the West. Edward Lucas, thank you for joining us.
Thanks, Todd.